Seattle got a new mayor last year, and now you can get ready for a shakeup at City Hall. Last week, two longtime city council members, Nick Licata and Tom Rasmussen, announced they will not run again. So what does this mean for the city? News analyst Joni Balter told me City Hall's undergoing a changing of the guard.
You might call it also a generational shift. The two council members who have decided not to run for re-election, Nick Licata and Tom Rasmussen, are in their mid to late 60s, you know, so they are thinking of some other things. And one more thing here. As Seattle City Council member Tim Burgess put it this morning when I spoke to him, district elections are having more impact on Seattle City Hall politics than a change in the mayor, which was huge.
In brief, can you remind our listeners what the change is? What are these district city council elections?
Well, currently, council members are elected citywide. Nine members elected across the city. But voters have decided that they wanted a change, that they wanted to shift to a hybrid that includes seven city council members elected by geographic district and two at large. So you have seven in their own districts and two that represent the whole city.
That's interesting. You talk about a generational shift. I just have to follow up a second because one older city council member has thrown her hat back in the ring, and I'm talking about Jean Godden.
And, you know, I was trying to reach her over the weekend, not to be that phone call that says, hey, you know, you're really going to stay. But from what I'm hearing, she is fundraising. She is active. She is planning to run.
And she's a good 20 years older than both Rasmussen and Licata. You spoke with them. Did they give you specific reasons?
So Nick Licata would have to run in the district election situation against a fellow colleague, no matter what he did. So he's in something called the new 6th district of Northwest Seattle. He didn't really want to run against a colleague, you know, and he's talked a lot in this phone call I had with him over the weekend about how much he wants to work on national inequality issues and things like that. For Tom Rasmussen, he is Mr. West Seattle. He really is. He probably would have won re-election under the district election system, but not without a pretty, I want to say, vigorous or rabid campaign from several folks. It was going to be a tough campaign.
I'm talking with Joni Balter, a news analyst who you hear frequently on KUOW. When you think about Nick Licata, who has spent decades, I believe, on the city council, and Tom Rasmussen, who's had a long run, if not equally long, what do you see as their legacies for this city?
Well, that is about 28 years of city council experience walking out the door.
Wow.
And both of them have been very active in different things. So Tom Rasmussen, when you ask him to state what are the things that you're most proud of, he talks about improving senior services, something he campaigned on long ago. He's been the transportation chair. And so one thing he's extremely proud of is his work to get Seattle voters, remember King County voters, said no to a Metro bus proposal, taxes, and what now will be an expansion of bus service. So he's very proud of that. Nick Licata had a lot to do with paid sick leave in the city and also rental registration, which now that the city's growing so fast, the city really does need to know where the rental units are so they can see what they can do about affordable housing.
We've mentioned district elections, and it's new for Seattle. We've had citywide council seats, nine council seats elected by all of us. That's changing. Two people already saying goodbye. What do you, if you look in your crystal ball, what do you see as the future of the council in December of 2015 or January 2016?
So I've always said that Seattle politics these days are 31 flavors of liberals. You know, the last Republican on the city council, can you name it?
No.
Well, I can. It was Paul Krubel. Left office in 1992, I think. And, you know, and he was a very Seattle Republican. Mm-hmm. But I think because it is cheaper to run in a district than it is to run citywide, I think you're going to have more neighborhood-oriented folks. I don't think you're going to get a bunch of moderates in these races.
So 31 flavors of liberal, how does that translate on the ground to what we might for you and me as citizens of this city?
Well, sort of hang on to your hat for that one because, you know, look, Seattle is already leading the country on many things. Let's start with minimum wage. We have San Francisco following us on that. We led the way on that. That is clearly a sort of a liberal thing. Statewide, gay marriage, marijuana legalization of recreational pot. Stay tuned. What ideas shall come?
Joni Balter is a Seattle news analyst and a frequent guest on KUOW's Week in Review.